The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Forrest Jordan and Associates, the Generator Guys.
News Radio Pensacola, it's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. In the studio, I have Tim Ireland, the owner of the Generator Guys, Forrest Jordan and Associates, LLC. You see their vans driving around, the big B with the lightning bolt. I love that logo, man. It's such a cool mascot. He's brought with him today Cody Walden, the general manager of the Gulf Breeze location over in my neighborhood. Guys, thank you so much for the work that you do, keeping us prepared, especially when, severe weather can happen in an instant around here. And it might be a rough storm season. So having a reliable home generator is very important. We're going to talk about that today. This is a call-in or text-in show, 437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions for Tim and Cody this morning. Guys, thank you so much for being here. How you doing?
Jake, thanks so much. Good morning, and thanks for having us back. Really excited to be back with you.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much. Yep. I'm excited.
All right, Cody, how long have you been in the business? How did you get started with the Generator Guys?
Oh, so I knew the owner himself. I've known him for about 20 years, and it just lined up one day that they needed somebody to service these generators. I started about 3 years ago. Been doing it, loving it every single day.
Yeah, and I was talking with the manager from the Mobile location, right, on the last show, and he was talking about the human connection, you know, getting to know the customers and really serving their needs and being there for them. Do you find that in your line of work?
Absolutely. I treat every single customer like their family. So I have a long laundry list of customers' phone numbers in my personal phone. They can call me anytime. They know it 24/7, so I give them the personal touch every single time.
Great, great. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. So let's talk about the importance of what you guys do. Having a home generator, especially in this area in particular, let's talk about that. Why should people think about, if they don't have one already, why should they think about getting an external home generator?
Well, you know, for most people, the home is the most valuable asset they own and the biggest purchase they'll ever make in their lives.
Right.
And so, you know, I always like to say it's like an insurance policy. You know, everybody knows the conditions we have to go through down here, especially in storm season. We've seen the increasing, you know, volatility and frequency of storms, whether it be thunderstorms, there being some tornadoes coming around, which is crazy to think about. And, you know, all these things can do damage to your home, and the power system of your home is what keeps, you know, it's the heartbeat of your home, like your air conditioning, your internet, you know, your lights, your stove, your hot water, all these things that are not just going to keep you comfortable, but they're going to protect your investment. And so the generator is a great way, you know, cost effective way to protect the things that are most valuable. Mm-hmm. And home insurance policies are great, but, you know, they may not cover everything. And so, you know, having a generator and avoiding that damage in the first place is really, you know, smart investment that people can make.
Yeah, and one of the low-level risks is just, you know, if your power is out for a short time, but you might lose all of the food. And, you know, lots of people have big freezers here, lots of hunters and fishermen.
Oh, yeah.
Storing all of that meat, you could lose thousands of dollars in food quickly overnight if you lose all your power. So I can't tell you. I take a bike. I try to ride my bike every day, and I go through a lot of neighborhoods along my route, and I can't tell you. It's like Generac, Briggs & Stratton. I mean, just people have these home generators. So if somebody's had one for a while, what is the service timeline like? Especially going into this hot season, what should they think about for routine maintenance?
Well, definitely out in the field, I'm seeing a lot of older generators, right? So after Hurricane Ivan came through, which all the locals know was very devastating, that's when the home standby generator business really took off. So what I'm seeing in the field is a lot of older generators. So what I'm really asking customers to do is to really pay attention to it. We're looking at a really bad storm season coming up. Everything's heating up quickly, the Gulf, everything like that. So customers should be conscious of the fact that they have the generator outside. They should take a look at it, make sure everything's good, and then still give us a call to get it routinely maintained. Mm-hmm. Now is the time.
Yes. And there's a lot to these generators. It's an engine. There's lots of parts. So definitely lots of upkeep there to worry about if it goes wrong the wrong time. So
absolutely.
Well, you know, with your car, you know, most people don't realize there's a problem with their car until it stops running.
Right.
You know? And then, you know, we all know kind of what that looks like and the headache that is. You know, a generator can be the same thing. And the difference here between having it professionally maintained is that, you know, all of our technicians are factory trained, certified. They work on this every day. Mm-hmm. They are experts in their field. They are craftsmen. They're professionals. They can see the warning signs before they become major problems. And they can alert you, you know, to, you know, things that should be done to ensure that you're, you know, you're not going to have that situation where when you need the generator, you've put this big investment in place for, mm-hmm. protected, then all of a sudden you need it and it fails you. And so that's where preventative maintenance can identify problems, can delay issues or resolve issues before they become major problems.
Mm. It's News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. If you have any questions for the guys here today, 437-1620, you can call or text in. For somebody out there that may not be very familiar with how these systems work, we talked about on the last show a little bit, when I was a kid and I used to hear generator, I would think of, the storm and the rain pouring down and there's no electricity and you've got a flashlight out in the shed and you're trying to crank this thing and you got gasoline and all that. And things have come a long way since those little systems, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's so much more moving parts in it. It's more intricate. Mm-hmm. So it's a very special machine that has a lot of moving parts, like I said. So it's something you really need to pay attention to and have professionals come out and work on it when there's any signs mm-hmm. of warning.
And this is an automatic kind of system? I mean, once you need it, it turns on?
Yeah, and that's really the difference, right? The innovation that's happened in the industry over the last 20 years is that the systems we install these days, they're integrated into your home's electrical system, and they're fully automatic. So when the power goes out, whether your home or not, it's going to recognize that outage. It's going to power your house, and it's going to protect the things in your house. So mm-hmm. the days of extension cords and gas cans and switches yes. under flashlights and all that, those days are behind us, thankfully.
Right.
And so we've moved beyond that, and we've got a great solution for folks who want peace of mind but don't want to work very hard to have it.
Speaking of times changing, a lot of people work from home now.
Yep.
So when your business goes down because you don't have access to electricity, I mean, your basic need, you take that for granted a lot of times in your home office. You're sitting there working, making your money, providing for your family. But when you don't have any power, can't do that.
Yep.
It's a huge thing, right?
Yeah.
And, a lot of people, whether it's an internet-based connection or mm-hmm. a cellular-based connection or a hardwire, those things typically tend to be more durable than the power grid itself. And mm-hmm. Power outages can be very localized. And so, if you have a good backup power system, you can keep that router and that modem powered up. You can stay connected and you can keep mm-hmm. keep working and be productive. Or even if you're offline, having lights, being able to charge your computer and your phones, it's a huge thing. And whether that's just day to day or if that's in a storm, being able to connect to the outside world is just critical these days.
They say, I was talking to the Florida Department of Health on the show the other day, and they said, well, it used to be the first, 42 is on you. They've been increasing it, So when you're in a storm and you don't have any power and you're there, they say up to a week now that you yep. should be prepared for. So how long do these generators run once they kick in?
Well, they're going to run 24/7. So as far mm-hmm. as the longevity of the system, what we've always been told and what I love to hear is that the longer they run, the longer they last. So that's why they exercise every week. But these things can run and designed to run 24/7 mm-hmm. as long as you need it and as long as your fuel supply keeps up.
Let's talk about that real quick. What fuel sources are we talking here?
All right, so we have our generators do dual source. They are liquid propane or natural gas. So customers who already have propane tanks, things like that, we can get it connected to that. We see a lot of natural gas, but there are certain neighborhoods that don't have it. So that's why we're providing propane tanks as well. We're trying to make this entire process of the installation completely turnkey, start to finish. Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they can run either fuel source is important because what we've also seen is the proliferation of natural gas in the area over right. the last, 5-10 years in particular. Mm-hmm. And so for neighborhoods that, they're thinking they don't have gas now, but they may have in the future and they're not sure and they're maybe thinking to wait, we can get you propane system now. And then when the natural gas, comes into your neighborhood, we can switch it over.
Right.
It's a fairly simple process. It doesn't take very long. And that way you can start enjoying the benefits of a generator now. Mm.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I've got Tim Ireland and Cody Walden in the studio from the Generator Guys. You see their vans all around town. The bee with the lightning bolt. The bee with the bolt. I like that. They've been in business for a while here in town, and they help everybody. You help veterans. Do you employ lots of veterans?
Yeah, it's something we're very proud of, actually. So I myself am a retired Army officer.
Thank you
years.
For your service.
Thank you, Jake. Yeah. And we're really proud to say we're a veteran-owned and operated company, and almost half of our staff are veterans. It's something that we very intentionally go after in the labor market. We really value the fact that these veterans, they're mission-focused, they have high character, they work with integrity, with personal responsibility, attention to detail. These are the characteristics that we seek in people, and these are how we like to go about our business day to day. So it is very important to us.
Hmm. Let's talk about being a local small business, because not just with the veteran side of things, but you're involved in our community in lots of ways, right?
Yes, absolutely. Hmm. I myself a Pensacola boy. I was raised in Gulf Breeze, so I'm local. We have a lot of our staff is local, so I love having people work for us that are local, because it gives the more personal touch of the neighborhoods that you grew up in, things like that. Mm-hmm. You give the better touch to the customers and let them know that you're from here.
Right. Go to thegeneratorguys.co today for more information. The Generator Guys, powered by Forrest Jordan and Associates. You see the vans going around all around town. You guys are getting busy right now, right? It's getting hot out there. But being a local business, being from this area, owned and operated by veterans, serving veterans and other people in our community, just thank you so much, because I know a lot of people that rely on certain systems just to live. You know, a lot of people are medically, they have things that they have to have running all of the time. So these generator systems are really crucial. So thank you for the work that you do. I had a text in here, and this kind of leads me to my next question. Warranty and financing, because somebody said, well, how much does a new generator system cost? And I know that can vary. So let's talk a little bit about basic pricing and the warranty and financing options that you have.
Yeah, pricing can vary. Mm-hmm. I know it's not a satisfying answer, but it really does matter. What is the house condition? How is the service level? How many amps are you pulling? How many circuits? What type of backup are you looking for? What's your fuel source? Has any work been done previously to prepare for the house for a generator? There's just many factors. And so, it is possible to have two houses right next to each other that have, very different, cost. Mm-hmm. But just generally we say, an average price these days is somewhere between $11,000 and $14,000. Obviously, there are outliers in both directions.
Right.
And for the folks, as Cody was saying, who have older generators who are thinking maybe it's time for an upgrade, or they're not sure about the durability or the reliability of their current unit, mm-hmm. Those prices tend to be a little lower. Although I will say that, some of the older generators that were going in 20 years ago, those 15, 16 kilowatt units, a lot has changed since then. So, right. There's a lot more electrification in the home. The power demand has been increased. The manufacturer capabilities, they've put a lot more power into these same sized units. And so, and then also the code requirements have changed as well in terms of how we have to size the units. So all those things, effectively net out to the fact we're putting a lot of larger units in these days. And, the wonderful thing is that these units can power the entire house, without straining. But sometimes it does require additional upgrades. So, again, the prices do vary. We offer a free, no obligation, no pressure
custom,
sales approach.
Custom quotes, right?
A custom quote. Mm-hmm. We give it to you the day we come out in most cases. It's good for 30 days. And we'll talk you through how we got there and what specifically we need to do to get that house ready. Mm-hmm. The good news, too, you're mentioning financing. We do offer financing through our partner, Synchrony Bank. They have some great rates, some same as cash rates. We have some fixed payment, longer-term rates. We try to say we have a solution for every budget.
Right.
And right now we're having a promotion. Every new purchase, if you buy the generator from us and we install it, you get a 10-year extended factory warranty. And that applies to for Generac, Briggs & Stratton, and Kohler generators for a limited time.
Yeah. And you just mentioned it. You use all the major brands, because sometimes people are very brand loyal, especially when it comes to something they rely on when when the power goes out and they really, really need it. So, and I don't generally tout banks. I don't recommend banks to people. Like, I'm not sitting around having coffee with my friends going, this bank is really, really good with your checking. I don't do that. But Synchrony, I've had them for years with all of my musical equipment purchases. And I'm telling you, there are great folks to work with. And get pre-approved right now for generator financing. And if you've got that old system sitting there, and the storm season is going to be rough, so please, please consider upgrading today. Call the guys at The Generator Guys, Forrest Jordan and Associates. Go to thegeneratorguys.co right now. And I've got Tim Ireland, the owner, and Cody Walden, the general manager of the Gulf Breeze location, in the studio right now. If you have any questions or comments, we've got about 10 minutes left. 437-1620. You can call or text. So you guys are getting really busy. It's going to be a very hot season. What do you see as far as trends? Because you said that the demand for power in the home has gone up. But I see a lot of LED lights and things like that. Aren't those using less power, though? Or is it in other areas that we're starting to use all this power?
Well, I mean, I think there's a few things. I mean, houses in general have gotten much larger. So anybody who grew up in a 1950s or 60s house. Mm-hmm. But you're right. There is, if you look at national electrical consumption trends, what you've seen has essentially been a plateauing of demand over the last, I don't know, say 15, 20 years. Hmm. And that ties directly to the trend, the evolution in efficiency of appliances and in lighting in particular. Hmm. And, you know, frankly, that's allowed us to kind of forestall this energy crisis that's just over the horizon, because even though new construction has continued apace and new populations continue to grow, the efficiency has, you know, helped to offset that. But, you know, we are looking at some other trends, you know, in terms of, you know, green revolution, the regulations around renewable energies, which, you know, the planning factors for those in terms of how grid managers look at those sources means that we need to add a lot of new capacity, and the demand that we're seeing and that we're projecting for the next 10 years will outpace that. And it is going to create increasing levels of crises, whether it be, you know, the brownouts we hear about on the West Coast or some of the outages in Texas when there's, you know, during those big storms from a few years ago.
It is certainly
a risk.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Well, we do have a caller on the line, 437-1620, if you have any questions. Bill is on the line. I think it was Bill. Are you there with us?
Yes.
All right. You had a question for Tim and Cody this morning from the Generator Guys.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Question for you. I got a sizable house, and it has I have natural gas coming up to it on one side of the house. However, the electrical panels are way on the other side. Does that present a problem to you to install a natural gas system?
Yeah. Hi, Bill. It's a great question. It's one we deal with quite frequently. In our work, it's a source of endless frustration when the utilities are on opposite side, because it does create some challenges, but we have a lot of, you know, workarounds for this. So the bottom line is we can absolutely get a generator to your house. It is going to require us to think about, you know, work with you, decide how we want to tackle that challenge. So typically what we would say is the generator obviously needs to go on one side of the house or the other. We would typically say to put it on the gas side. A lot of times when there are problems with generators, a lot of times it comes down to fueling. So we want to make sure that fuel line is as short as possible, making sure there's a good flow of fuel to it. And also, frankly, a lot of people are uneasy about moving gas through their house. Electricity tends to handle distance a lot better. The voltage drop, you know, for electricity is less of a concern than the gas pressure drop and the sizing implications for gas piping over a similar distance. So bottom line is it's not a problem. It is going to create some additional, you know, additional challenges, but, you know, we can get that done for you.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, I was considering trying to get one in, but I was told by other people that wasn't really an economical way of doing it, the way I had my house set up.
Yeah, you know, economics, I would just advise to have us come out, you know, again, do that free, no obligation quote. We can give you the quote for it. Typically, it involves running wire either, you know, underground or through the house to the generator. And again, putting that generator as close to the gas as possible. So in our experience and our pricing model, it's actually not what I would consider to be an obstacle in terms of price that can't be overcome. Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for reaching out. 437-1620. It's News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. Got Tim Ireland and Cody Walden in the studio this morning. You know, he brought up a good point, the installation process. What is that generally like? If for somebody who has, you know, everything maybe on the one side of the house, how long does it take to get these generators installed? Do you have to dig things up? How involved is this process?
So our model is to get it done in one day. That's what we strive to do. So we'll have our guys out there early. We'll have the generator set. We should be down in power maybe 4 to 6 hours, although I see our guys doing it around the lower end. Because they do it every single day. They're experts at it. So about 4 to 6 hours of power loss. We have portable generators to help customers out who have special needs that they need to keep powered while the power is down. So we accommodate every single customer's special request.
And I'll just say, like, again, this goes back to the fact that this is what we do. We are very efficient. We have a lot of experience in this. Mm-hmm. It is a differentiating factor for us, the fact that we can, you know, in most cases, get the works from start to finish in a single day.
Wow, yeah, that's great. TheGeneratorGuys.co. Check them out today. Give them a call. They will get out a free custom quote for you for your home's needs so that you will not be stranded without power when you need it most. Get pre-approved for great generator financing through Synchrony. Lots of great things we're talking about here today. If you have any questions or comments, we only have about 5 minutes left, 437-1620. talked about you being a local small business and helping out everybody in our community. Let's talk a little bit about installation, labor, promotions, things like that. How can you help us afford this this product? And what are some ways that we talked about financing earlier? But warranties. Do you have any warranty options for us?
Yeah, well, right now we have a special. We're giving away a 10-year limited warranty, factory warranty, with every new purchase, and so that's best in class. That's the longest possible term offered by manufacturers, and it's something we include in every new generator. And we do that, one, because we believe in the product and we know it's going to be great for you, and two, we understand you're buying a generator because you want peace of mind, and you know it's a big investment. We want to be very clear. Very transparent in the cost of ownership, what it's going to take, and we want you to feel like you have the protection, not just for your house, but for this big investment. So we're really becoming more of a warranty service company on that side of it. And again, it just goes back to the great partnership we have with these manufacturers and the great products they're producing now.
A friend actually just got confused there for a minute because a friend was texting me on my phone about the show. He said, "Do you have to have a concrete slab underneath the generator?"
Yeah, we don't have to have a concrete slab. Okay. We do have that option. Typically, concrete is a little bit more more expensive to put in these days. Concrete prices have really kind of spiked in the last several years.
Yeah, I think that's why they're asking. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we can certainly do that, and some people have that preference, but there's also a couple other options. So, one, we have concrete preforms. So, these are preformed slabs specifically for generators that the generator can bolt and mate into. And those are pretty economical. But then we also have a solution that we partner with a company out of South Florida to provide, and it's a composite generator pad. And this is primarily for our air-cooled, our residential-sized units. Hmm. And what I love about those is, first of all, they're hurricane-rated to 180 degrees. And what I really love is, as composite as opposed to concrete, it's never going to crack. It's never going to discolor. It never going to corrode, crumble. Your lawnmower bumps into it, you're not going to worry about flaking off. So you get all the same protection from concrete, but you have a lot more durability as far as, some of those life events. So that's our preference, but we do offer different options.
Okay. All right. 437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions. Talking to the Generator Guys, thegeneratorguys.co. Check them out online. They can get you a custom quote going right now. The systems themselves, what kind of footprint are we talking about here?
All right, so the generators themselves, they're about 2 foot by 4 foot with a height of 29 inches.
Ooh,
now, what
bad.
Generac has done specifically, since we move a lot of Generac units, is that they've kept the same profile for the majority of their generators, ranging from 14 kW to 26 kW on the air-cooled side. And that way, all the pads stay the same, everything like that. You're not going to see units with bigger engines with a wider footprint, so they like to keep it all the same. So,
Typically when people are asking that, they're worried about how much space they have. Maybe they have a smaller lot, or maybe they have some covenants. And I would just say, typically we're able to get generators put into whatever space you're working with. There's going to be a solution, and in almost every case we can find a place for it. There are some requirements as far as how far a generator has to be from a window or a door, et cetera, and we just walk you all through that during the consultation. Mm.
What about commercial applications? You do that as well?
Absolutely, yeah. We do up to 250 kW, so that's very large.
Yeah.
Small businesses like commercial, we do those, quite frequently as well. We're primarily in the residential space just because that's where the market is right now. But, we can do larger applications as well from all the major brands.
All right. And you've got Generac, Briggs & Stratton, and what was the other brand?
Yeah, so we're excited to announce a new partnership with Kohler. So Kohler is a wonderful company, an old family-owned company. They produce really robust, heavy-duty generators at a great price. So we think there's definitely a demand for Kohler. Most people know the Kohler brand, but they may not know that they do generators. And so they absolutely do, and we're excited to roll those out. Mm.
What are you looking at on lead times for services and things like that? It's getting pretty busy right now, right?
Well, it's a little bit longer than it was when we first started doing the show a few weeks ago. But it's still manageable. I'd say right now, I would say if I look at the numbers, we're probably 3 to 4 weeks out, which I think is very doable. Right. In some cases, if we have an open spot, we will call people and say, hey, look, if you're available to move up, we can get you in. We had somebody buy on Monday and we're installing them today. So obviously we can't guarantee that, but, Our incentives are to get this work done and get you ready. And so whatever we can do to get installed, we're going to do that.
Great. If you've got that old system sitting there and you're thinking, how am I going to be this storm season if things go awry, then definitely call the guys at the Generator Guys, generatorguys.co. What's a good local phone number for us?
Yeah, you get us at 850-733-9971, or you get us at 844-436-4897. 844-GEN-GUYS.
Yes, the Generator Guys, Forrest Jordan and Associates, the B with the bolt. You'll see their vans all around, running around. Give them a call today, 733-9971. Thank you, guys.